More questions for the White House today about its relationship with the bankrupt energy company Enron. The Bush administration has confirmed that Vice President Dick Cheney asked a representative of the government of India last summer about an outstanding debt that country owed to Enron. The White House defends the vice president's actions as appropriate because there was federal involvement in the energy project in question. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
This latest Enron-related development involves the Dabhol power plant, located about 150 miles from Bombay. Enron helped build the plant and holds a majority ownership stake in the facility. It had been selling power to the government of India, which fell behind in its payments. Enron itself was owed $64 million. And when Vice President Cheney held a meeting with India's opposition party leader, Sonia Gandhi, he asked her about Enron and the debt. That information was first reported today by the New York Daily News, which obtained documents and memos under the Freedom of Information Act. White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer says Cheney mentioned the debt not at Enron's request, but on behalf of a federal agency, the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, which Fleischer says stood to lose money if India did not meet its obligations.
So it's in that context that the vice president called. And expressed what he did was he asked about the status of the project. It is an important project to create jobs in America, and there's also a taxpayer exposure as a result of the work that's being done through the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, which is a government agency.
Fleischer also pointed out that the Dabhol plant predated the Bush administration and stressed that cabinet officials from the Clinton administration had also had contacts with the Indian government involving the plant. Asked specifically if he could assure the public that the vice president's intervention on Enron's behalf had nothing to do with Enron's being President Bush's largest political contributor, Fleischer replied,
I can assure you that. Obviously, if that was the case, why did Ron Brown, Mickey Cantor, and Bill Daley do the same thing? I don't think you could say that they were influenced by the contributions that were given to the Bush campaign. It was done because they thought it was in America's national interest to do it.
There were also discussions at the White House about having the president himself raise the question of the Enron debt at a meeting he had last year with India's prime minister. As it turned out, however, he did not bring it up. Fleischer said the topic simply didn't make the cut when the talking points for the meeting were finalized. But he did say it would have been appropriate for the president to mention it as a way to promote American business overseas, which he says is good for American workers. It is also true, however, that the president's top economic advisor, Larry Lindsey, was told by White House lawyers that he could not discuss the Enron issue with any government officials from India. Prior to joining the Bush administration, Lindsey had been a $50,000-a-year consultant to Enron. Meanwhile, Congress and the General Accounting Office are still pressuring the White House to release more information relating to its contacts with Enron. The President's Energy Commission, chaired by Cheney, held a half-dozen meetings last year with Enron officials, including Chairman Kenneth Lay, as a national energy plan was being drawn up. The White House has refused to release such information, citing executive privilege. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.